Good morning. I'd like to call to order the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting of this Tuesday, 15 November 2016, at 9:15 a.m. Please call a roll.
Ms. Kulig?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Mr. Kokol?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Wood?
Here.
You have a floor.
All right, I'm now to accept a motion for approval of the previous month's minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. What's so funny?
This is your last approval of minutes. It was just funny.
Nervous laughter.
That's right.
All right, now, for approval of the agenda, we have to take off new business, both items A and B, which will be delayed by request of Leslie Johnson, Assistant State's Attorney. So with that small change, I accept a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Now, the most exciting part of the day, we'll now time warp into special recognition, and we will first present a plaque to Coroner Ken Toftoy. Is he in the audience? Seeing none, or hearing none, or whatever the term is, we will then morph into retirement of County Board members Jeff Worley, yours truly, and Dan Kokol. Jeff Worley and Dan Kokol please come up for presentation?
I'd like to make the first presentation to our chairman, John Shaw. When we first, all of us were first elected, when he was first elected back in 2012, I think his exact quote was, it was like herding cats. And you've done an admirable, commendable job of,
very commendable,
very commendable job of leading us over the last 4 years. And I thank you for your leadership and for all that you've done for all of us here. So I want to present you with this plaque, which says, John A. Shaw, Kendall County Board Chairman, in appreciation of 8 years of service and dedication to the Kendall County Board, citizens, elected officials, department heads, and employees of Kendall County, Illinois. Thank you.
Thank you. The A stands for Austin.
That's an awesome.
Well, I think they used other names. And now, Mr. Worley, congratulations on retirement. Jeff Worley, Kendall County Board Member and the Forest Reserve District President, in appreciation of 12 years of service and dedication to the Kendall County Board, citizens, elected official, department heads, and employees of Kendall County, Kendall County Board Chairman, December 1st, 2004, November 30th, 2016, Forest Reserve District, December 1st, 2010 through November 30th, 2016, presented on November 15th by the Kendall County Board from John A. Shaw, Chair Lynn Kulik, Elizabeth Flowers, Dan Kokol, John Purcell, Scott Greider, Bob Davidson, Judy Gilmore, and Matthew Prochaska. I want to congratulate Dan Kokol, Kendall County Board Member, in appreciation of 6 years of public service, which is accurate, I went and looked that up this morning, to the Kendall County Board, citizens, elected official, department heads, and employees of Kendall County, Illinois, from December 1st, 2010 to November 30th, 2016, presented on this date, 15 November 2016, by the Kendall County Board. Now, John A. Shaw, Chair, Lynn Kulak, Elizabeth Pollard, Matthew Petasca, Jeff Worley, Scott Greider, Vice Chair, Bob Davidson, Judy Gilmore, and John Purcell.
Thank you.
All right, now. Wait, we got some more here. Now, we are going to accept reluctantly the retirement of the Kendall County Department employees, Dan Reinbold and Andy Myers, if they would please come up. Now, these are truly phenomenal awards because these people have been here. Andy Myers, first assistant county engineer, Kendall County Highway Department, appreciation of 38 years of service and dedication to Kendall County Highway. Probably lived through four county superintendents of highway. Which one did you like?
Never.
February 15, 1978, was when Andy started. December to this date, December 30, 2016, from the Kendall County Board. Congratulations.
Yes.
Can you pose for the picture again so we can get a shot with?
No kissing.
Great, thank you.
And now, Daniel Reinbold, an Irish boy, maintenance technician, Kendall County Highway Department, in appreciation of, hold your breath, 45 years of service and dedication to the Kendall County Highway Department and citizens of Kendall County. From August 1st, 1971 to December 30th of this year. Presented on November 15th, 2016 by the Kendall County Board. Thank you for your service. Yeah. Now, our superintendent of highway.
He ran away. It's Mike, which is scary.
I understand. We adjourned. Hello, test.
I would like to say something. You can take their picture. Because it's a bit of a historic moment, and I think it's important that we acknowledge the fact that these two gentlemen have spent a lifetime working for the county. So the list of people who've worked for the county for 38 years is a really short list. And the list of the people who've worked for the county for 45 years, well, there isn't a list. Because from what we can tell, Danny is the longest serving county employee in the history of the county. Wow. So let's put that in perspective. When Danny was hired in August of 1971, Richard Nixon was president, Richard Ogilvie was governor, and Russ Nadin was the chairman of the County Board of Supervisors.
Russell Nadin, Lisbon Township.
Correct. So gas was 36 cents a gallon, the minimum wage was $1.60. You could buy a brand new Dodge Charger for $3,500.
And at least two board members weren't even born. Maybe more.
Hey, don't steal my thunder because that's part of the speech. That's correct. A couple county board members weren't born. So that's been a real, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the same year that John Shaw celebrated his 50th birthday. This is a really long time ago. Really long time ago.
And HD fired Andy for the first time.
So Dan was hired as a maintenance technician, and back in the day when he was first hired, they did just about everything you could imagine because there weren't a lot of employees at the highway department. But what he's most well known for is as our sign maker. So he makes all the signs. And on the county highway system, we have approximately 2,500 signs, and there's thousands more on the township system. Dan has fabricated many of those signs, and he's installed just about all of them. So his attention to detail is excellent, but his frugality is probably what undoubtedly saved the county thousands of dollars over the years. He spent county money like it was his own. And so a lot of signs and hardware and posts that, you know, others would have thrown away, he was able to salvage and reuse. So he's been an outstanding public servant. Now, Andy, on the other hand, Andy started with the county in 1978, and he had worked for the Illinois Department of Transportation for about 7 years before that. But he was hired as the assistant county engineer in 1978 by Joe Gasser, and for the next 38 years, almost 39 years, he has been the assistant county engineer. The last 25 of those years, he's been 25 years, he's been my assistant. He has personally supervised the construction of 70 bridges and 23 box culverts and hundreds of other road construction projects. So in fact, just about every major road and bridge project that's been done in this county in the last four decades, he has been a part of that. So his experience and expertise in just about every aspect of road and bridge construction will be sorely missed. You just don't get experience like that. So fantastic job by both of them. And you know, the great thing about the highway department, it was never about Democrat or Republican or black or white or Hispanic or male or female. It was just about getting the job done. And these two guys got the job done. And our county is a safer place to travel because of them. So thank you. I am grateful for that. I think we all should be grateful for that. I want to congratulate you on a job well done.
Thank you.
I'd like to add that Andy totally rearranged and realigned the way county trucks were loaded at the Central Limestone, much to my dismay and anger. But he figured out we were doing something wrong down there. And so I have a big, long history. Congratulations.
Try it again.
He's got to work today.
I like that.
You didn't hear that, did you?
Good.
All right. Do we have any correspondence or communications from the county clerk?
Not at this time.
Are there any citizens to be heard on matters coming in front of this board? You have 5 minutes.
I don't need that.
Good.
Diane Selmer from Oswego. I just want to second the motion on the retirement of Messrs. Worley, Messrs. Coco, and especially you, Mr. Shaw.
Oh, I take back everything I just said.
I make a motion, I second a motion, I voted. It's unanimous. But I just want to thank you very much for your service. And the two gentlemen, Messrs. Reinbold and Myers, way to go. Now they need to get involved with the political scene. Join me. And I think it would be a lot of fun for retirees to get more involved. Thank you.
Thank you
for your service.
Thank you for your short comments. All right. There is, I've been told there is no need for executive session, which will disappoint some of you. But now, under old business, is there any old business to come in front of board? Hearing none. Under new business, both of these items that are on the agenda have been taken off. So with regards to collective bargaining, which are coming up later in this month. And now, if we can hear from our sheriff, he would, we're starting with elected official report and other departments report.
Good morning. I'd also like to thank Board Member Worley, Board Member Dan, and John for all your hard work and dedication to the county. It doesn't go unnoticed, and it's not sometimes a thankless job, but it's much appreciated. The approval of the Memorandum of Understanding between Mutual Ground and Kendall County Sheriff's Office is part of a PREA requirement, so it's before you today for consideration to no cost to the county. But it's one of those unfunded mandates, but fortunately Mutual Ground is around to fulfill that need for us. So with that, are there any questions?
Do we need a motion for that?
It's coming up. I believe so.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign?
Thank you. If I could indulge for just one more minute. Commander Norwood, who's the president of the Kendall County Chiefs Association, is here with Chief Jeff Bergner, the Oswego Police Department, to discuss some matters.
Morning.
Morning.
We're allowing me to speak here for a few minutes. My name is Kevin Norwood. I'm a commander with Oswego Police, president of the Kendall Chiefs Association. Just want to say thank you again for your graciousness of the erection of the Kendall Law Enforcement Memorial. And Chief Bergner's going to present something here as well. But again, I just want to thank you guys for your continuous support in the matter. Again, the memorial would not have been built as quickly as it has if it weren't for you guys looking out for our best interests as well. So I appreciate it, and thank you much. So I have some letters here, personal letters. We'll leave with Valerie for each board members as well. So thank you.
Morning. We meet again. So I would just want to take a quick second of your time. Like Commander Norwood said, the project's finished. We wanted to come here and just really pay a debt of gratitude to this group, because, again, it wouldn't have happened without your help. And it was a not-to-exceed cost of $50,000, and we did come in well under that at just under $40,000. And I can't thank Jim Smiley enough for all the help, and I just saw a lot of history walk out the door here today, and you've got it with Jim Smiley. But the other thing we want to do is we create a book. We've been given to a lot of different people involved, and it's kind of a step-by-step walkthrough of this process. We're going to leave with Valerie for the board. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to begin working on the Memorandum of Understanding with the state's attorney's office to bring back, and so we know kind of how it's going to flow from here moving forward. And the other thing, we have a meeting tomorrow. We're going to actually be making a motion to put out our first installment to the board of $25,000 is what we're going to motion up. So we're really glad to be able to come back and help, put that back into the coffers, into the village, or to the county coffers. And again, just really wanted to say thank you for all the support. I know this county is very supportive of its law enforcement, and that just shows by what this board did this year. So thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Chiefs. County Clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet. The election was last Tuesday. Things went well. We had a 71% turnout. I think the most amazing number would be the amount of early voters we saw. We saw over 14,000 early voters, 6,000 alone in Oswego. The day before the election, the staff and myself, we dealt with 1,100 early voters in this building. Wow. From the hours of 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if anybody was around here, they were lined up and down the hall and out the door. I have to really commend my staff. They did a wonderful job preparing and dealing with all the voters that did come through and all the issues that did come up on election day. The IT staff was very helpful. I think they had everybody here on election day to help us out. Jill's office, they were also very helpful throughout this election process. We did need to use some of her employees to help us get some things accomplished. So thank you everyone for their help and assistance. And that's it. If anybody has any questions.
Any questions for Jill? I mean, Debbie. Oh, God, I did it again. All right, treasurer, who is Jill?
Good morning, and I too would like to thank Jeff Worley, John Shaw, and Dan Kokel for their years of service, and it has been a pleasure working with all of you throughout the past few years, so I wish you well in your next adventure. You do have my report in your packet. As we've been talking about, revenues have been a little slow. I'm hoping that the state will come through with some of the income tax before the 30th, so we'll see, keep our fingers crossed on that. We are doing our final tax distribution tomorrow, so we will be clearing out and wrapping that up. PBC is closed, and they have the they already have the stuff for the audit, so I'm assuming that will move pretty fast. And we are beginning to prepare for the year end, as well as all of the changes that are coming in the year.
Are there any questions for Mrs. Furtoll?
No.
Thank you, Joe. All right, Clerk of the Court, Ms. Ingemundson. I don't think she's here. State's Attorney, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Weiss apologizes for not being able to be here today. He is on the second day of a jury trial, but he did ask that I thank the retiring board members for their service. It's been our pleasure and our honor to work with the three of you over the years. You will be sorely missed. And we wish you the best in all of your future endeavors and your free nights without the board meetings. And then last but not least, Eric had asked that I let the board know as well, we had a misdemeanor division, ASA Maria Delamata, that left back in July. We waited to fill that position until just recently. We have replaced that position now. Her name is Lauren Van Diglin, and she will be working in the traffic misdemeanor courtroom. We're very excited to have her. I know the other ASAs that work in that division are very grateful to finally have another body to assist, but Eric wanted me to let the board know that by waiting several months to hire that person, we've been able to help with some of the savings for the county as well. That's all I have.
Any questions for Leslie? Ms. Johnson, excuse me. Thank you for that report. Is there any report from the coroner's office? Health department, are you out there? Means things are going good. Supervisor of assessments, Mr. Nicoletti.
We are starting up our board review hearings. We've got 564 complaints that were actually filed this year. And of those, 191 actually want to have hearings. So two-thirds of our complaints are going to be done without hearing, which will help things move along. We will be starting the hearings where those who want to appear next week, the week after Thanksgiving, and going through the third week of December. So we should be all wrapped up by shortly after the first year, I would imagine, with our end, and being able to roll up to Debbie's office, probably sometime in the middle of January, I would guess. So we're on track from where we were last year. Final notices went out from Board of Review on January 20th of last year. So we should be right around it as well this year. So.
Mr. Greider.
How does that compare to your previous years, the 564 complaints and 191 hearings?
The complaints are up a little bit, but as far as people who don't want to appear, that's up substantially. We've only got, last year we had about a third of them that filed, didn't want to come in. This year's two-thirds, so it's gone up quite a bit. So.
Thank you, Andy. All right. Racing ahead, understanding committee reports, planning and building and zoning. Mr. Greider.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion for to approve the plumbing inspections agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and Randy Erickson, DBA Erickson Construction. We are at the end of our initial three-year term with Erickson Construction to do our plumbing inspections, and we'd just like to renew that, and I believe all the terms are the same as they were previously.
Second that motion.
Any question?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Davidson.
Is this for another 3 years, or is this a 1 year?
It's another 3 year.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm right.
Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Wortley?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Public safety, Matthew?
Mr. Chairman, the public safety did not meet this month. We have no report.
Administration, HR, Lynn Kulick?
We did talk a little bit about new board member training, and it seemed to be the consensus at Committee of the Whole that we move forward with that. So at our November 22nd administration HR meeting, we will move forward with plans to conduct some type of new board member training, and hope that we can count on the support of our current and soon-to-be former board members, some of the department heads and elected officials. Think about this, I think that we probably should maybe touch on Open Meetings Act and, closed session material and how we conduct ourselves with information that's dealt with in closed session. And there's some other things. I'm starting to get quite a lengthy list of things that we probably need to talk about. So. Just an update there. So the 22nd, we'll be doing a lot of planning. Next up on our items today, we need an approval of an amendment to intergovernmental agreement for administrative and treasury services between Kendall County, Kendall County Treasurer, and Kendall County Emergency Telephone Systems Board.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Comments? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Wortley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes. Okay, next up we have, I'll make the motion to approve resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Section 5311 Public Transportation Service Grant Agreement. Thank you. We talked a little bit about this at Committee of the Whole as well. So, anything? Okay. We're ready, Mr. Shaw.
You ready?
Yes.
No. This course. All right. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Wortley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Next up, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution regarding requirements for county board member participation in IMRF. I know we discussed this again. Again, we discussed this at Committee of the Whole. Resolution is in the packet.
Second.
Okay, I guess we're ready.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Wortley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Okay, one more. I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution establishing the reimbursement of all travel, meal, and lodging expenses of officers and employees of Kendall County, Illinois, pursuant to Public Act 99-0604. Again, we discussed this resolution at Committee of the Whole.
Second.
Thank you.
Questions? Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Wortley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes. Okay, and Mr. Shaw, can I just make one more comment?
You certainly may.
It was my oversight that we do not have the IT job descriptions for approval today on the agenda, so we would like to put those on the November 29th special meeting. And my apologies, Mr. Keppel, for not realizing that that was not on our agenda today.
Do we need a vote on that? We don't, do we? Highway Department, Mr. Kokol.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a motion to approve low bid from CHGS Elburn to supply 16,000 gallons of unleaded gas at a price of $1.9271 per gallon and 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel at a price of $1.95790 per gallon.
Second.
This is something we do every year. We've been doing it. We've been saving quite a bit of money with the fluctuation of gas prices, so we've continued to do it, and it's been a positive program for the Highway Department.
Roll call.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
My next item is approve an agreement for the right-of-way consulting services between Kendall County and Mattison Right-of-Way Company for acquisition of right-of-way on Grove Road between Cheryl Road and U.S. Route 52 at a cost not to exceed $99,000.
Second.
And on this, Mr. Chairman, this is the beginning of that project that it's been on the books for many years, and we're redoing Cheryl Road as we speak, and it's going to come down there. And why are you laughing?
Mr. Purcell.
Is a question?
Maybe two or three.
Okay. Should I bring Fran up?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt.
Why don't you come up?
Fran, please approach. Please approach.
Thank you. So the $99,000, is that going to be based on a percent because it's a not to exceed, or is it just a flat fee?
It's a not to exceed, but it's based on a schedule of prices for appraisals, review appraisals, and negotiation services for each parcel.
So it could be less than that?
Could be less.
Not substantially less, though?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then approximately how many dollars do we have out there that we're expecting to spend still? Haven't we acquired some of these pieces already?
No, this is Grove Road. From Cheryl to
52. Oh, from so Cheryl. This, oh, okay.
So this is connecting project to Cheryl, so this is a totally separate project.
That's fine. I'll talk to you later about that. Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes. The next item is approve the Kendall County Long Range Transportation Plan.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Purcell.
Fran?
I'm here.
Step up again, please.
Uh-oh. I have a question.
No.
Just to be clear what the question is, there are no monies in there for Mitchell Road?
Correct.
Thank you. I want to make sure that's clear on the record.
Sooner or later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just stunned by that.
by what? The question or the answer?
Elizabeth?
Yes.
I didn't see a copy of your five-year plan. Is that presented to the board at all?
It was. We went over it in committee.
Okay. It's on. And it's the on draft plan has been on the website for maybe 3 weeks. Something like that.
Who else? Did you have your hands up, Robert? No?
No, not this time.
Okay, roll. Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Okay,
Okay, the next item is acknowledge the receipt of the compliance reviews for the county motor fuel taxes, township motor fuel taxes, and township bridge program funds for 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Last item I have, Mr. Chairman, is approve the low bid from Clean Cut Tree Service in the amount of $37,453 to remove trees along Eldemain Road from River Road to Route 34.
So moved.
Just a comment on that. At the highway department, we always encourage a lot of companies to get in there and bid. And the bids the last several years since I've been in there have been all over the board. But this one, just for example, the high bid on this was $219,000. And the low bid on this is the $37,000. So it's always encouraged for companies to get out there and bid on these projects, because there's been quite a difference on them. So encourage local companies to bid. That's it, Mr. Chairman. We had a vote.
Roll call.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Facilities, Mr. Davidson.
Yes, we held a meeting November 7th. We discussed the animal control trailer installation, and I believe the electricity to it is all has been all up to date, and we're trying to get that closed up here directly if it isn't already. We met with the parking lots are complete, resurfaced at the public safety and Ridge Street. The windows are completed, I believe, and the bill will be in before the end of the year. No, it's not.
They're on order. It's a long lead item.
Okay. I thought they were going in before the end of the year.
This is Mr. Smiley speaking.
All right. Appreciate it. Everybody's got the report in front of them. We talked about the public safety of this building, and we kind of got it. We're working on getting that completed. I see somehow or another it missed the agenda. Approval of a memorandum for understanding between the Sheriff's Department and the County Board to use a vehicle out there at the Public Safety Center. It's not on the agenda, so I would like that to be put on the 29th meeting if possible, so we can get that accomplished. It went my committee to Cow, and it's not on the agenda. So
I think we can arrange that.
Pardon?
I think we can arrange that.
Well, I hope so.
You want to?
You forget it again.
Might have to wait till December, huh?
Sorry, John, I didn't resist, but that's about all at this point. Everything's in trying to get completed and start a new year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Economic Development, Mr. Kokel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have not met this month yet, but I have double-checked on all the loans that are out, and the ones that are out, all the payments are being made on time, and all the loans are up to par. So, thank you.
Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. On the agenda, we have one item. I make a motion that we approve the claims in the amount of $2,487,185.89 and grand jury claims in the amount of $298.92.
Second.
Discussion, questions? Mr. Worley.
Hey, John, I typically try to page through that thing, and it's pretty long, and I sometimes lose focus, but that seems like an inordinately high amount. Is there a bond payment somewhere?
I think there were, to be quite, thank you.
There was, is that one?
1.2 in bond.
Thank you.
Very commendable question.
It is an excellent question.
Thank God Jill's here.
Yes.
Well, I won't call Debbie again. All right. We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kopel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Health and environment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee will meet on November 21st.
Committee of the Whole. The Committee of the Whole met. I was there for the last half of the meeting and got into a little discussion with Robert H.D. But other than that, it was very peaceful. And would you like to add anything, Mr. Vice Chairman, since you ran most of the meeting?
No, sir. I did a commendable job.
Okay. Is there any questions? All right. Now, we're racing along here. I would like a motion for approval of the standing committee minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Special committee reports, VAC.
VAC met November 2nd. We elected our new group of officers, and things are rolling smoothly. You guys are doing a great job over there at VAC headquarters. So very, very proud of being able to be on that group for quite a while. Another group that'll be just fine.
Veterans Administration Commission is in good hands. Historic Preservation.
Historic Preservation meets tomorrow night in Oswego. We have a small group, and I thank Scott for kind of spearheading this, but we had a group from Oswego, Yorkville, Manuka, I think there's a couple others. But anyway, it seems to be that we have an issue filling these boards with the necessary expertise in order to be able to be on these commissions. So we're going to sit down and explore the chance of maybe combining some of these commissions into an all-inclusive group, not necessarily run by the county, but run by everyone and see what we can come up with. So, you know, that's one group that I do plan on staying on, and I'm going to try to hopefully bring something back to y'all where it might work, to where we might be able to combine the forces and get something done, move forward with this stuff. So I'll let you know on that.
Mr. Davidson.
Jeff, we're going to need some type of an agreement between all the committees. I'm wondering why you're doing that. Then maybe we ought to ask the state attorney's office to draw something up so that everybody can look at it and say yes or no to the, you know, and tweak it so when you do have an agreement, we don't have to sit there and wait another 2 months or for everybody to agree to something.
In response, there was an agreement that was brought through the Historic Preservation Group. It never got voted on because we never had an agreement between any of the entities and ourselves, but it was more focused on the county being able to help the cities. I think that this agreement that we have would be a good base to work off of, and I think that maybe we'll take a look at that and see if we can tweak it a little bit to make sure the municipalities are comfortable with it and then bring it forward for you guys. So we'll have something for you. I don't want them to reinvent the wheel because we've already got something going. It needs to be tweaked a little bit, or it might be good the way it is right now, but we'll find out and we'll bring it to you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Board of Health.
Board of Health meets tonight at 6 o'clock. It'll be our last meeting for this year, so
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Juvenile Justice Council, Judy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The executive board, the council, and the fundraising committee all met on November 4th. We did set the date for the next Sky Run, which is going to be April 29th out at Hoover, and I just want to thank the Forest Preserve District for approving that today. We appreciate that, and so we look forward to working on that. I think we meet again December 2nd.
Any questions for Judy? Other business. Chairman's report. I'd like to report that I have enjoyed my two terms on your board. I've also very much enjoyed my two terms as chairman. My herding of cats was not meant in an offensive way. When I ran for it, why my better half was going insane because I was pacing around the house, and I'd sold an 80-year-old family business, and I no longer had 12-hour days and 6-hour Saturdays, and she suggested that I run. And then, as I became too immersed in this, she also suggested that maybe I term limit myself. She is here today, along with former board member Amy Sesich, who all of us enjoyed her presence on the board. And I thank all of you that have come to wish me well, including the sheriff in the back there. So, again, sayonara. That's Japanese for goodbye. All right, citizens to be heard.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Davidson.
I'd like to compliment you. I'm here trying to stall this a little bit because I don't want you to. I got to make sure you get over an hour because in the all the time I've known you, you've never had a meeting. Well, this fast, this quick, and where have you been the first 8 years?
This well.
But John, it's been a sheer pleasure working with you over the years. We've known each other for a long time, and everything I've ever said to you, I meant every minute of it.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Sesich, would you care to comment?
I would, thank you. I have a few things, actually. I'm glad I was sitting here for Mr. Purcell's Mitchell Road comments. Has it been 12 years, really, that we've been bringing that up?
Possibly, I don't know.
Fred, come on. Are we really? So that's the first thing. Obviously, I want to say thank you for your public service, Mr. Shaw, Mr. Worley, Mr. Kogel. Having served with all of you was a pleasure. And, you know, sometimes wasn't, but it was tough but fun. And I know that this job can be tough and rewarding at the same time, thankless. And, you know, obviously some people do come out to say thank you. So I wanted to say I appreciate all of you. Also for the current board members that are moving on, you know, thank you also. It is without a doubt one of my most memorable times being on the board with all of you. And so I know you're going to carry on and move forward. I know we will see Mr. Shaw like you see me, like a bad penny, always turning. So.
That's
and I know
how
we'll
sweet.
See you guys around. Once you have public service in the blood, I think you continually you know, come out and do that and keep watch. I know Mr. Worley hopefully will stay with our Forest Preserve and keep an eye on that. So I still have people and even current board members that will call me or text me and ask me how I feel about a certain situation. So I know that those will continue to happen for all of you. Everybody respects your opinion and your thoughtfulness and your expertise after being on the board for so long. I know when people say, oh, I could do that, or you guys should have done this, or you should have done that, It's usually from people that have never run, that don't know how to do it or don't know anything that it entails until you get on it. We were all new at one point, and man, we thought we knew it all. We were like, we're coming in, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then suddenly you realize you can't. But you keep trying, and you keep moving forward, and man, this has been a tough week for some of us. So still in mourning as Mr. Purcell.
So you're an Indian,
surprised
fan?
To see you.
You don't like the Cubs, apparently, huh?
But you know what? We keep moving along, and gosh, Debbie, I gotta say, your office, amazing.
Thank you.
Honestly, you had, it's got to be a higher voter turnout than it was in 08. Every time I came by here, lines, and your girls downstairs, Julie and everybody, there. I walked in, they were like, hey. I mean, and you know, you could tell they were tired. Everybody had been here 7 days a week, and they were great and helpful. You know, a lot of the voters were coming in, I don't know, you know, what's this, what's that, and they were very patient. I couldn't get the stupid ballot in the machine again, and you know, of course, for me, not being able to do that, I know that happens quite often. So so thank you for that. You guys ran a smooth shift this time, and we appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate your comments.
Leslie, I respect you greatly and your office. I hope you know that always. My son recently had a career day at school and came home and said, man, that state's attorney's office is awesome. So whoever was there speaking at the school, he now seems to think he could be a lawyer and someday president. So it's always things like that that you guys do within the community as well as here that really makes a difference. And I think that a lot of people don't always see that. I've been watching and keeping a close eye on your union negotiations. Those are tough. And this county owes you a huge debt because we save a lot of money with your time and effort doing those things. So I want to say thank you to that as well. Congratulations to Liz and you know, the new Democrat, Audra, for making it on the board. I think, as you guys know, I do believe there should be a fair and balanced representation of all of our residents on this board. I know you guys aren't always happy about those things, but it's good to have the mixture of ideas. You know, when you get a one-party government, it's a little scary.
Ends up like the state, right?
Correct. And that's my point. You know, when you have that, you know, in the state, and then you get it nationally, then those are the things that should worry you, because you see how it doesn't work here. So when you see it nationally, you should say, man, this, you know, maybe this isn't always a good idea, Mr. Purcell. Yes. And I've said that to several people. I said, I don't appreciate only having you know, one party in charge. We need a fair and balanced slew of ideas. So I'm completely with you on that. Touche, brat. You know what? When you leave, someday when you leave, because you will, I will be back here. Mr. Shaw, 2 years, we're running, right? We're coming back.
Yeah.
If it's okay with Ms. Kay.
Have you two rehearsed this?
Yeah. All of you, really. I mean, I know, gosh, I come to these meetings. I know it's funny, Mr. Weiss isn't here. He always says, what are you doing here? And it's because I love it. I want to keep an eye on what's going on and be informed and stay informed. I wish that more citizens did that. You know, every time I see new people running for office, I appreciate that because I think they want to be informed and know what's going on in their community and make differences, whether I agree with them or not, with their stances on issues. So, again, I know I'm sure my 5 minutes is up, but I commend all of you. Thank you so much, Mr. Shaw. You know, I think I speak for everyone when I say this board will be a lot less entertaining without you on it. Boring, we're going to come in here, it's going to be a snooze fest.
Thank you very much.
Whoever has to replace you has big shoes to fill, and I don't know. I wish you well. I know I'll see you, so thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your comments, Amy. All right.
Yes.
Questions from the press?
No questions, sir.
Oh, thank God. there's no need for executive session, so.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Out of here.
Out of here.
Sweet. Wow. Wow.